In 2007, I led a mission trip of about 40 people to New Orleans from the congregation that I was serving at the time, after Hurricane Katrina wreaked havoc on that city. It was an intergenerational trip of both youth and young adults and adults. We spent the week sleeping on air mattresses at First Presbyterian Church of New Orleans, working with Presbyterian disaster assistance at a couple of homes throughout the city. But that wasn't the exciting part. We took one afternoon off and spent it in the French Quarter, resting and engaging in the wonderful culture that was there. People, well, we had rules for venturing out, right, so that everyone would be accounted for. Every person had a buddy, and any time we gathered up after having been separated, we counted to make sure we had everyone. Well, after dinner, we all dispersed, and we took different routes looking at different things. We all met up at our meeting spot at 8:30 to head back to the church, and we all walked together to the vans, which were about a half mile away, and we jumped in and proceeded to count. The number was off. And then we hear a voice from the back of a van. Nate isn't here. That is a disaster moment for any leader of a group of kids. Panic sets in. And all we could think about was, where is he? And this was also the time, mind you, before anyone had cell phones. One was lost. That was all we leaders could think about. That was all we focused on for the next 15 minutes. We found him quickly, that eighth grader, because he had remembered what his mom had told him. If you realize where you are lost, stay where you are, and I will find you. He stayed where he was, waiting to be found. That was the first place where we went to look, and we found him. We leaders were worried, scared, focused, and determined to find Nate. And we were ecstatic when we found him, and filled with such a sense of relief because we had found him. I remember what that felt like, to find him. And I can kind of understand why Jesus would tell a parable like the one he did here, where one sheep is lost. But for God, generosity and persistence has got to be probably a little bit more than what I was feeling. Whether we are a sheep or a coin, every single human is made in God's image, valued and loved, and God rejoices when the lost are found. I love that nice little bow that idea is all tied up into. But then it gets a little more complicated when we translate that into real life. What does it mean to be lost? And what does it mean to be found? When I read this parable, I always find myself identifying with the found. And I'm guessing that many of you do too. I mean, we're the ones in church, right? It's those other people out there that are lost. And our job is to help them be found. Boo-hoo, we say to those judgy Pharisees that think God shouldn't care about everyone and eat with sinners and the tax collectors. And we want to bring everyone into God's care. So then to be found is to be like us? Maybe. But in what sense? Simply defined, right, to be found is knowing that you are loved by God. Letting go what has separated you from God, this idea of repentance, and trusting in God's promises for you. To be found is to have life abundant, for that is what Jesus promises, that all might have life and have it abundantly. Yet, if we dig in a little bit deeper, the bow suddenly begins to be pulled apart. Ideological tenets of faith are good. But what is belief if it has no flesh and bones, no stories or identities, no practice or feelings? In Monroe, Michigan, where I served before I came to Findlay, there is a ministry that connects with and ministers to heroin addicts. The folks in this ministry go to a bridge near downtown, and underneath it is where addicts evidently and historically go to shoot up. Now, those who are part of this ministry go under that bridge to pray and invite addicts out of their addiction and way of life. To me, this story shows the complicated nature of understanding who is lost and who is found. See, many of these addicts, they know Jesus. They know Christ. They've repented and believe in him. So essentially, by all means of the tenet of faith, they are found. Yet you and I both know, whether you are, yourself have journeyed with addiction or you have journeyed with one, with someone who is an addict, we know that while people are still using, in many ways they are still lost, right? Seeking a life where they can know healing and life abundant. For me, that ministry is a modern retelling of the text we heard today. Being found isn't always easy to accept or figure out if you have arrived. Other flavors of Christianity sometimes offer this sort of accept Jesus, all will be well approach. But we know it isn't that easy. Being those who are found can be as easy as knowing Jesus as your Lord and Savior, but it also is more than that. Accepting it and living into its joy is a constant practice as Christians. Being found isn't only about where we are going to go when we die. It is also about living the abundant life that Christ has promised us here. Being found is staying clean and in recovery. Being found is having enough food to eat. Many of the neighbors that will come here this morning to eat have deep, deep faith, but they still lack life abundant. Being found is living simply so that others can simply live. Being found is repenting of your responsibility in the failing of a relationship and then seeking reconciliation. Being found is retelling the story of God's faithfulness to you and letting that story be a catalyst for others. Being found is having adequate housing without the fear of bed bugs or fear for your children's safety. Being found is confessing to one another where we have gone wrong in our conduct and responsibility to care for others. Being found is understanding the call and being good stewards of all that God has given us. Being found is listening and staying in conversation with those with whom you vehemently disagree. Being found is fill in the blank for yourself. You know the areas of your own lives better than I do. The areas that need more of God and less of the world. Repenting of our failure to follow God's persistent and merciful ways is a lifelong journey. Being found is part of our daily walk of faith. God's way to seek and save us and everyone else in the world is through merciful love, shown by the shepherd and the woman in search of a lost coin. God is generous and persistent and all in with her relationship with us. God never gives up and is relentless in finding us. And actually, there's one more little caveat here. The lost are brought back into community. That is why we need this. There is great rejoicing, the text shares us. Because to be found is to be in community with others, especially those we find unworthy and undeserving and are resentful to God for continually offering another chance to get back into the fold. God is spending time looking for those who are lost. If repentance and the confessing of our brokenness to God is something that is ongoing in our lives as Christian, God is continually finding us as well. It's not just those on the outside of the walls, like the heroin addicts under the bridge. It is also each of us. On some level, all of humanity, right, is broken and in need of healing and love. In the world of scholars and theologians and official seminary talk, we call this journey sanctification or spiritual maturation, the process, the ongoing process of learning to trust and to know God more and more, of becoming holy, set apart for God and God's purposes in the world. God is always with us, helping us know more of God's will and rejoicing with us when we get it right. Friends, we aren't simply lost or found. We are the found and also on a journey of being found, of living God's abundant life for us, of living into the joy that can be ours, living into the promises that we are found and loved by God, and learning to enjoy it more and more each day. It is a good parable that Jesus uses. But it is just that, one story that teaches us something about our faith. But one story cannot capture all that we need to know about our life with God. A simple story can only go so deep. Maybe that is why Jesus tells so many of them. So today, remember that you are found. No matter how lost you may feel at any given moment, the level of anger in your heart, or the sorrow that is in your soul, God loves you and claims you and invites you back into community, into the fold of love and of peace. And two, remember that we are to live lives that also follow Christ's example, to search out and to invite others into community, to be found, where we can all rest in God's love. May it be so. Amen.